Welcome to Smart Threat Modeling. DaVinci makes threat modeling simple, actionable, and scalable. Identify and deal with threats faster than ever. Build 3 free models and collaborate with up to 10 people in our free forever plan. Get started at DaVinci.com and threat model for free. Smart Threat Modeling for development teams.
Privacy is important, and it's an individual right. Edward Snowden says, arguing that you don't care about the right to privacy because you have nothing to hide is no different than saying you don't care about free speech because you have nothing to say. As a human being, you should have ownership of the collection of data that you generate and the data that describes your being. Let's journey on the privacy road, exploring stops for privacy, privacy by design, and privacy threat modeling.
Hi, I'm Nandita Rao Narla. I am the head of technical privacy and governance at DoorDash, where my team supports building tooling and features for privacy, as well as owning privacy assurance and privacy operations functions.
Before we move too far, we need to learn an expert's definition of privacy.
Privacy is respecting individuals' preferences and handling data on how it was intended to be used by the individuals. So if you think about privacy and security, it's an overlapping intersection of the two, where the union is a privacy breach.
Don't sleep on this statement that you just heard. The union of privacy and security is a privacy breach. Loss of personally identifiable information is a top-level threat in anything that you build. Now that we have a working definition of privacy, let's introduce privacy threat modeling. We must start with privacy threat to land at privacy threat modeling.
Privacy threat is a potential source of privacy harm. And when we talk about privacy harms, it is a negative privacy consequence. For example, chilling effects, where you are unable to express your thoughts, or the feeling of being watched all the time limits free speech. Another example is manipulation, where you have a loss of autonomy because there are some deceptive designs or dark patterns which are forcing you to give more information than you intend to do. There are discrimination harms due to biased AI or improper personal data in the training set. These are risks or negative outcomes that could happen if a privacy threat is exploited. A more in-depth discussion of privacy harms is in Dan Solov's taxonomy of privacy harms. I think that's a really good starting point if someone wants to identify what are privacy harms. Once you have that understanding, privacy threat modeling is, I like to use the threat modeling manifesto definition. It is assessing a representation of a system. And by that, I mean architecture diagrams, data flow diagrams, or some narrative about what the system is to find the privacy concerns or privacy harms and to address them proactively.
Privacy harms are a new concept for me. Privacy harms focus us on the outcomes of the breach or loss of privacy and make it about the entity that experiences that loss. Security and privacy threat modeling have been maintained as separate things. This leads me to wonder if they should be approached in the same way, simultaneously, with the same resources.
I have seen it done together, and it had a lot of process efficiencies by doing it together. And it happens because, at least for privacy threat modeling, you need a large cross-functional team to participate in the threat modeling exercise, which includes privacy engineers and architects. There is an overlap in which the people who are involved in security threat modeling and privacy, so massive efficiency gain by having it together. The second component is usually I've seen when these security and privacy threat modeling are done together, obviously there's a lot of cross-pollination. Everybody gets smarter, learns about the other processes, and this feedback loop and educational and awareness is a side benefit of doing it together. The other aspect is usually when it's done together, the privacy component is a much more lightweight approach. I've seen companies use striped model, which is basically Stride plus privacy. And by privacy, they're not including all of the Linden 7 threat categories. It's a much more lightweight approach. So typically focusing on privacy non-compliance, because most organizations are compliance focused when it comes to privacy. They're not risk focused. So it's almost like the bare minimum of privacy threat modeling you can do, but it's still better than not doing it at all.
The more I think about this, the more I wonder if privacy could get lost in a conjoined threat modeling session.
It's usually a very lively discussion. It is all together. You're not trying to follow the acronym to do this. In most cases, the privacy professional who's part of this striped methodology is a legal professional. So they are not engineers. They're not really looking at the interfaces, data flows, and assets, but taking a more general view and coming up with threats. But the benefit is as you continue down this journey, a lot of security engineers pick up privacy harms and requirements and eventually become the privacy champions and start coming up with more technical considerations that should be included in the prioritization and risk mitigation exercise.
Privacy by design is a hot topic these days, but how does privacy by design fit into the bigger picture?
Privacy threat modeling is a component of privacy by design. And if you were to think of concentric circles, I would think risk management, then a subset of risk management would be privacy by design, and a subset of that would be privacy threat modeling. The difference between privacy threat modeling and privacy by design is that privacy by design starts much earlier, even in the ideation phase of a product. So even when you're thinking about, let's build a feature or this particular user story, that's when someone from the product council or a privacy engineer or someone from the privacy team would lean in and say, is this even possible? Should we even do this? Versus I feel that for privacy threat modeling, you need to start at the design phase. There has to be some sort of definition or scope that you can use to go forward with the abstraction of threats. If you think about it from a linear perspective, it comes in a little bit later, but is part of the overall risk reduction or harm reduction exercise, which all these three things aim to do.
Privacy, privacy threats, privacy threat modeling, privacy by design. We must interweave these concepts into the things that we build. Anything that you build that has users has data, and that data must be protected. The release of data against a user's desire could cause them catastrophic loss in multiple areas of their life. It's time that we as an industry embrace the discipline of privacy and bring it forward from afterthought to the primary focus of the design.